Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmiths here on US 103.1. We got the Gunsmith.
Woohoo!
We've had Jacob in a lot, and hopefully we'll hear from him again. But he's got lots going on. So do you.
Yeah, he's got a... it's kind of a whirlwind right now, to be honest with you. Of course, I got to get out to the big gun show here in a little bit. But he's out there running it right now for me, so I appreciate it. He got us all set up this morning, and I skated. I played the old man today. I'll be there in a little bit, son. You know, if you can get it,
don't
get me a comfy chair.
Don't wait for me. Go ahead and get it set up.
Yeah. I'll be there shortly after.
This is the LaPierre show, right?
Yeah, well, it's out the other side of LaPierre. It's the LaPierre Sportsman's Club.
That's right.
That's this morning out in Attica and out on Lake George Road, I think it's called.
But anyways, LaPierre County.
Yeah, it's LaPierre County Sportsman's Club. So, anyways, that's going to be a lot of fun today. So we're looking forward to it. Here it is, the 10th day of the month already. Can you believe it?
Mother's Day weekend.
It is Mother's Day weekend.
Great day to take mother shooting.
It's a great day to go to a gun show the day before Mother's Day. That way you can repent tomorrow for what you bought today.
There you go.
See? And no
Unless you buy her something.
No POs are needed on the day before Mother's Day.
Okay.
See there? That's how
I
work it.
If you say so.
Well, this segment of the Gunsmith Show is brought to you by our good friends at Reliable Enterprises. Now, Reliable Enterprises has been around for a long time. Great licensed builder, and he is a deck aficionado. Decks, gazebos, porches, all the exterior things on your home, he just masters it. And he says, quit sending me kitchens, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep sending him kitchens because, by God, he's going to do it. He's so good at decks, I know he'll be able to knock them out. So, but anyways, you can get a hold of Jeremy at Reliable Enterprises at 810-429-6957. He is licensed and insured, and you'll be very, very happy once you get Jeremy on the job.
He's doing something for my daughter coming up. He's done a few things for us, and I went out and saw him in Swartz Creek. He was on a job. He'd redone everything. I mean, it was a pergola and a multi-level deck, but it was siding. He was redoing the garage. I mean, do anything.
And it's so precise looking. It looks like it's AI, but it's not. You know what I mean? It's just that perfect. So I'm pretty impressed with the work that Jeremy's doing. So, and you would be too. You'll be proud to have him on your job. So get him out there. Tell him you heard about him on the Gunsmith Show. You can always link right to his website and to him through my site, thegss.com. Of course, that stands for thegunsmithshow.com. And link right to him and you got pictures of his decks. You got all kinds of cool stuff. And you can check him out on Facebook as well. So today's a big day in history, you know. I'm glad we're alive. We're here. But in 1869, Dan, you know that today's the day the first Transcontinental Railroad completed?
No.
The two points came together and it worked. Yeah.
The Golden Spike, right?
Something like that, yeah. So in 1872, the first woman was actually nominated for president. Did you know that?
No.
Isn't that neat? You wouldn't think of it in 1872.
On the Prohibition Party?
I don't know what party it was. I don't know. I'm not going there.
Don't come with these kind of tidbits.
This is just important.
Unless you get some information
from history. In 1908, today was the first observation of Mother's Day. So that's important. You know, that's
fairly new.
Official, yeah. So, which is tomorrow. So I'm living proof. It's never too late to make a quick trip to a gun shop and make Mother's Day extra special and awesome for that woman you love and hope to, you know, and just remember, the couch is pretty comfortable. You know, if you have to sleep on the couch, it's pretty comfortable. It's not the best place to sleep, but sometimes, you know, when you've been married as long as you and I have.
Not to each other.
No. I didn't mean to say it like that.
Well, I knew. I was just pointing it out in case somebody took it the wrong way.
Wow.
Yeah.
This guy's got a little edge going there, I tell you.
You know.
Nothing can be misconstrued on the Gunsmith Show.
I stored it all up from last week.
Apparently. Yeah, because you didn't have to talk much last week.
No, I was
Jake
silent.
And I did most of the talking.
You did all the talking.
And
the
pushing the buttons.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, all is great. I mean, the world's spinning, the conclave's happening, all this kind of crazy stuff. And we're in a situation where Mother's Day is upon us. So do a good job. Get out there, get your Mother's Day gifts. Come on out and see us at the gun show today in LaPierre, and you'll maybe find what you need out there. Ammo works really good. You can always stock her up on ammo.
Mm-hmm.
Hyper-velocity ammo might be just the thing. Hyper-velocity ammo. Well, that's what we're going to talk about in this segment anyway.
I sort of figured that's where you're going.
It might be what she wants.
Could be.
You never know. So what is hyper-velocity ammo? I've been talking about it for years, and actually this whole big article in Firearms News this month by James Tarr. He's one of the editors. And he says hypervelocity handgun ammunition, you know, what's to tell about it? And there's all this information about this stuff I've been talking about for years and years. Hypervelocity ammo is all I carry in my personal carry rounds. I don't carry big, heavy rounds. I don't carry, you know, HydroShocks or, you know, 200 grain hollow points. I carry hypervelocity ammo, meaning it's 9mm, usually 9mm ammo, sometimes 40, sometimes 45, sometimes 10mm. And we're talking light bullets, monolithic, big, deep hollow points, all copper projectiles that are just going smoking fast. We're talking 2,000 feet out of a 45 caliber bullet, feet per second, 2,100 feet per second out of a 9mm. You're talking a 50 grain hollow point bullet. And remember, I used to, one of my sponsors of this show used to be Liberty Ammunition, Liberty Turn Components. And Liberty makes
these
bullets.
Liberty Turn Components?
Liberty Turn Components.
Liberty Turn Components.
Not Biberty. Liberty. Biberty. Watching too many commercials.
Oh, sorry.
Stop it. but I get it. That's a funny commercial. The guy sounds, if you listen to the guy's voice in that commercial, it sounds just like Mike Rowe, a younger.
A little bit.
Younger Mike Rowe.
I can hear that.
So the Liberty Turn Components, our good friends from right here in Michigan, are good friends of the family, and we go to church together and stuff, and great folks. They make some just outstanding bullets. They made all the bullets for Liberty. They make a ton of bullets for just about everybody out there. And they are a special manufacturer of turn components for the military for sniper rifles. And they're always up on the newest stuff, which is really, really cool. And they of course, made Liberty ammo. Now they're doing Pilgrim ammo. It's not as easy to get because it takes a long time to get this stuff on the shelves. I don't know why, but it just seems like you'd think it'd be in every store in America. Well, it's got to kind of win some accolades before people start putting it in their guns. We were taught young by the people that literally were making it. You know, here's 1,000 rounds. Let's go have some fun. And it just functions flawlessly. So clean, it doesn't even smoke. So when you pull the trigger, there's not even a puff of smoke. You know what I mean? It's just, it burns that perfectly and fast. But boy, you want to have some fun. Take some Liberty ammo out or some Pilgrim ammo or some of the other brands I'm going to talk about and go out and shoot a watermelon with it and see what it does. Watermelon vapor is what you'll see. A little bit of green skin and then a vapor cloud. That's all you'll see. It's amazing. I've seen footage from all over the world of different militaries using it and like the military police in Mexico. Brutal. And the stuff, this hypervelocity ammo leaves, and I don't mean to be morbid, starting from Mother's Day and talking about hypervelocity ammo now, but, you know, that's just the way I play. So here we are. You're going to have situations where you might need this stuff, but the nice thing about it is it's always lightweight. It has an amazing wound channel, and it does what they call hydrostatic cavity eruption of the body. So you shoot and it's like all of a sudden there's a cantaloupe sized balloon inside the body and it basically puts you down. Got a deer a few years ago with one and one shot kill at about 60 yards with a 45 ACP. And deer never took another step out of a pistol. So it's pretty impressive. So all copper and some of the other brands. Now there's the Liberty brand that I talk about the most. I like it. But there's also two other brands that they push in this magazine article, which kind of surprised me. One of them was called, let me see, it's SM something. Where did I write that down, Dan? Come on, man. You're not helping me at all. Well, anyways, Liberty, and they're all basically 50 grain bullets. One was a little bit lighter, a little bit faster. And then they also snuck in the 5.7 by 28 cartridge, which I'm not sold on. I mean, it's a 22 hypervelocity, but it's kind of like a 22 Magnum on steroids. But it is high capacity, and it does seem to function really good. So I can understand why it's in there, but it's not going to have near the wound cavity that the 9mm and 40s and 45s and such would have. So all I can say is if you're going to pick out ammunition for self-defense, don't buy the heaviest ammo. Buy the most powerful ammo and realize just how many foot-pounds of energy you can get out of hypervelocity ammo. Stock up on it. Practice with it a little bit because it's expensive, but you want to know what it feels like when you pull the trigger. And years ago, we did some wonderful YouTube movies, videos, and they're still on our YouTube page, The Gunsmith Show, showing a bunch of Liberty ammo flying down range, which is now, I've replaced it with Pilgrim, but it's all good stuff. I just don't have any stores close by that are selling Pilgrim ammo that I know of. So how are we doing on time, Lois, do you know?
Good.
Good? All right.
But a minute left. And you said situations, when you find yourself in a situation, you mentioned deer hunting.
Yes.
And you mentioned self-protection. Are those the main situations where that comes
that's
in?
That's the main thing. Self-protection, deer hunting.
Because of stopping power.
Stopping power. Tremendous stopping power. Now,
so it gets inside and it just explodes, tears up, and that stops.
Yep, and it creates a wound channel that is kind of unsurvivable. You know what I mean?
Why is that?
It's at hydrostatic pressure. When it hits, it erupts. This hollow cavity of the bullet creates a...
The fact that it's copper, does that impact it as well?
No, it just makes... It's tough enough copper that it'll handle the feeding ramp. So it doesn't get deformed when it feeds into the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it hits the target, it opens up quickly. Some of the Liberties and the Pilgrims will split into like seven pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But it creates a wound channel that is instantly like the size of a softball or bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And where a full metal jacket bullet will just pierce all the way
right through.
It'll go right through and the energy goes out the other side. Where with this...
That's why I thought hypervelocity. That's what I was thinking was the like a super fast bullet. I was thinking, well, those are generally going to go right through. That's
but
why
with that hollow point, it won't go through.
So it's not the hypervelocity. It's the hypervelocity hollow point. That's what
exactly.
Makes it.
And what will happen with some of the rounds is on the heavy rounds with good hollow points, heavy rounds will hit, and sometimes they'll grab your shirt or they'll grab your jeans jacket. The cavity will fill.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes basically an expensive full metal jacket bullet. It's going to pass all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Where with these bullets, the hollow cavity, it makes all the stopping power. Oh, it's almost like getting hit with a sandbag.
Yeah.
It's going to hit you.
It's hard.
And it's not going to go through you. All that energy is going to throw you on your butt.
Yeah.
So, and it's very lightweight. You can keep your magazines loaded all the way to the top with them. And you'll be amazed when you weigh the two magazines out how much lighter they are when they're filled with hypervelocity ammo like that.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got more to talk about. It is the Gunsmith Show here on US 103. We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock.